Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, June 4th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, "One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, 'Which is the first of all the commandments?' In this gospel, a scribe approaches Jesus with a question that cuts to the center of human life. Which is the first of all the commandments? It's not a trick question this time. It's not asked to trap or to accuse. It is the question of a searching heart, perhaps even a weary one. A man immersed in hundreds of laws belongs and longs to know what really matters, what is essential. And Jesus answers with luminous simplicity. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's once a woman who carried a small notebook everywhere she went. In it were lists, long lists. Tasks to complete, people to call, prayers to say, obligations not to forget. Each day she added more, and each night she felt she had failed, because there was always something left undone. One evening, exhausted, she went into a quiet church. She sat in the back pew, notebook in hand, ready to add even more, to write down what she ought to do for God. But instead, she noticed an elderly man sitting near the front. He wasn't reading, he wasn't writing, he simply sat there, still, gazing towards the tabernacle. After a while, she approached him and asked, "What are you doing?" He smiled gently and said, "I look at him, and he looks at me." That night, she closed her notebook. Jesus does not give the scribe another list. He gives him a center. Love is not one commandment among many. It is the soul of all commandments. Without love, even obedience becomes hollow. With love, even the smallest act becomes radiant. To love God with all your heart is not first about emotion, but about orientation. It means that everything in us, our desires, our thoughts, our fears and hopes, turns towards Him like a flower toward the sun. To love with all your soul is to entrust your very life into his hands. To love with all your mind is to seek truth, to let our thinking be shaped by his wisdom. To love with all your strength is to let that love become action, real, concrete, embodied. And then, inseparably, to love your neighbor as yourself, not as an afterthought, but as the living proof that love of God is real. In contemplative spirituality, this gospel becomes deeply personal. We begin to realize that the greatest commandment is not something we accomplish, but something we receive and follow. We do not manufacture love for God. We respond to the love he has already poured into us. We do not strive anxiously to do enough. We learn to maintain, to remain, to abide, to let love simplify us. Like the woman with her notebook, we often carry around too much. Even our spiritual lives can become crowded with musts and shouldas. But Jesus gently draws us back to the one thing necessary. Not many things, one thing, love. What is striking is the scribe's recognition of the truth of Jesus' answer. He says, "You are right. This is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And Jesus responds, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." Not far. How close is the kingdom? As close as a heart that chooses love over obligation. As close as a moment of presence. As close as a quiet turning towards God. Today we might ask ourselves, what fills my notebook? Where have I complicated what God has made simple? Do I love God, or do I merely try to manage my responsibilities towards Him? Do I see my neighbor as an interruption, or as the very place where love becomes real? The invitation is not to do more, but to return to the center, to let love become the first word of our heart. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who speak with clarity into the confusion of our lives, draw us back to the simplicity of love. When we are overwhelmed by many things, quiet our hearts and remind us of the one thing necessary. Teach us to love the Father with all that we are, not in anxiety, but in trust, not in striving, but in surrender. Open our eyes to see you in our neighbor, especially in the ordinary moments we are tempted to overlook. And when we feel far from your kingdom, whisper again that we are closer than we think, as close as love. Amen. If you found grace in this reflection today, I invite you to return to my hermitage each and every day. When we take a look at a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our lives, may God bless you today on your spiritual journey and keep you safe. Amen.